Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis coming to you from Wembley Arena on the outskirts of London, England. And we are already in the midst of an incredible night. I just wanted you guys to be in the night with us, so I'm going to jet back out there in 2 minutes in the middle of Matt Redman's set right now, singing How Great Is Your Faithfulness. And that's what we're believing. That's the anthem that's over us tonight. That's the anthem that's over you, wherever you are listening to the podcast tonight. But we are in England, incredible journey in from Kyiv. Still just thanking God for our time in Ukraine. What a historic and special time for the nation, for those people. And then to land in England on Tuesday. And I know you've heard us talk about it if you've been following the blog or Twitter or whatever. But incredible, huge, massive week in the nation. As the elections happened the end of last week, but there wasn't a clear majority of parliament seats to form a government. And so the guy who did get the most votes had to form a coalition with one of the other two guys that he beat so that they could have enough seats to have a government. And I know it sounds kind of weird and strange, and it is a little bit odd, but that happened all through the weekend. No government through the weekend, not on Monday. And on Tuesday, we got here, landed, came into London, and about 7 o'clock, the former prime minister went to the palace to visit the queen and let her know he had turned in his resignation. And then the new elected leader had now formed a coalition, and he was going to become prime minister. And so David Cameron went to the palace a few minutes later, met with the queen. She asked him the question, "Are you prepared to form a new government?" And when he answered yes, in that moment, he became the new prime minister of England. So the very night we landed here, the government was formed. And it's just been an incredibly interesting week. It's kind of weird for a nation. It's kind of like that thing that happened back in America a couple of elections ago where it had to go to the Supreme Court and all the recounting into this and that, the Chads and all that stuff. And we just didn't know for a long time how is this going to turn out. And so that was kind of the case here. And now it's all resolved. And the mood is, I don't know, some people are frustrated, I guess, and some people are happy. But nonetheless, it's a great time to be here. And we've had a couple of days to catch our breath and just breathe in England and breathe in London. And tonight we're at Wembley with a bunch of excited students you're not going to believe this, from Sweden, from Norway, from Denmark, from Cyprus, from Spain, from Italy, from Portugal, from France, from Scotland, from Wales, from Ireland, and of course from all over England. And a huge coalition of students from everywhere. The biggest, wow we got was from Norway. Our friend Eagle, who leads a great student ministry there, and it's got looks like 50, 60, 70 or more students with him from Norway. So how cool is that? The whole world gathered together. Kyiv is praying for us right now. White wristbands with London on them all over Ukraine and the nation surrounding right now. People praying for us. We just prayed for Ukraine and sent prayers to Ukraine back your way. Students here praying for you. Showed them a little video of you guys cheering for them, and they started cheering when they saw that video. And we're going to get to see that happen again and again, city after city on this journey. But I just want to welcome you guys in. Wembley is a cool place, a big, gigantic 90,000-seat stadium sitting across the street where the big football match goes down tomorrow, the FA Cup final. And we're over here at the older indoor arena and just going for it. So Chris kicked us off, had a great time praying together. Redmond's going for it right now. I'm going to share it a little bit, and then we're going to close out tonight and do it again tomorrow night. But I just wanted you to be in it with us, And so I thought, man, I forgot about our podcast, people. It was a crazy afternoon, crazy getting out here, and we've just been so focused today. And I thought, man, I want to make sure you guys are with us because we're family, right? And we're one body, and I know somebody's thinking right now. Somebody in New York is going, I'm praying, Lord, for London right now. Somebody in Asia is praying for us right now. So cool. Somebody in Australia prayed for us today. Yeah, somebody in Brazil prayed for us today. Somebody in Africa down in South Africa prayed for us today. And so I just want to come back, grab us all as family, say thank you for praying, thank you for believing, thank you for leaning together with us. And I'll be back with you through the night after tonight, maybe get some feedback from Matt Crowder, some of our team, how things are going here. But man, Lord, we just believe you for tonight. We believe we're standing in history tonight. We believe that we are your people tonight, and we believe that we're on the brink of something large, as my friend David Crowder says. And so tonight we raise our expectation. We throw off this attitude of non-expectation, and we raise up our expectation to know that you are a great God, and everything's an option tonight. And we believe that everything is an option because our God is a God who saves. Your arm is not too short to save. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And so that's what we're praying for tonight, believing for tonight, all of us. Time can't separate us when we pray in faith. So right now, people are praying before the event, after the event, during the event. It's all the same to you because you're a God who is and was and is to come. And time is of no importance to you at all. It just helps us. And so we're just believing tonight for great things. 8:30 p.m. in the U.K. That means it's about 3:30 in the afternoon in Atlanta, Georgia. It's about 1:30 in the afternoon and somewhere out west, 12:30 in L.A., and I have no idea what time it is anywhere else in the world. It's already 10:30 p.m. in Kyiv, Ukraine, though, so thank you guys for staying up and leaning into this with us tonight and hanging on up to the midnight hours. We're worshiping together. We love you guys. Awesome to be with you. I'll be back with you in the course of the night and over the course of the weekend. From sunny London, it's awesome to be back on the Passion Podcast. Hey guys, it's Louie back with you on the podcast. We had a fantastic, fantastic kickoff to Passion London last night. Just incredible energy. And I must say it was a little quiet at the start. That's no offense to our British friends. But not quite as coming off the walls and bouncing off the ceiling like Kyiv when the opening video hit. So if anybody in Tokyo is listening to this, which would be very odd, you need to spread the word in Japanese that the opening video is supposed to be rocking. So we'll do our part. We'll turn it up if necessary. And then you'll do your part. You'll get up. You'll clap. You'll get into it. And it'll be a fantastic opening. But other than that, last night was incredible. Big Ben just down Whitehall Street there to the left. Just coming around Trafalgar Square, Lord Byron looking down on us from his statue. Excuse me, Lord Nelson. I've got Byron somehow stuck in my head. Famous British admiral. And now we're just straight down to Buckingham Palace. So just like a normal stroll around Alpharetta, Georgia.
We're having lunch with the Queen. Louie and I are having lunch with the Queen. We're about to head into Buckingham Palace. It's just a normal day.
Yeah, she saw us on the side of the road the other day, and she said, "Who are those guys right there?" And so she's tracked us down and invited us to the palace for a little pre-Passion London tea. So that should be exciting. She couldn't make it tonight. She had some stuff on, but she wanted to come. She really wanted to come. She said she loves Passion Awakening CD. She's been rocking that out in the palace, her and the Duke of Edinburgh. Had just been slamming that thing, she said, hard ever since it came out. But anyway, we're coming down the main drag here. It's pretty prestigious. It's just like driving around Main Street Alpharetta. You know, there's the palace right in front of us, beautiful, bold, passing Prince Charles hangout on the right here. And I'm going to work our way up around Wellington Arch and on out to Wembley for night two of Passion London, and we're excited. A couple guys there guarding the gates with the little top hats. Very cool. So anyway, it's a beautiful day here. Everyone's excited. This football match is on at the moment. I think it's scoreless still, Chelsea and Portsmouth. And so that's a lot of focus, but a lot of people aren't watching that because there are people everywhere out here right now. I've never seen this many tourists here when it was in the middle of the summer. But swinging by the palace gates, most of you have been there, seen the changing of the guard, done that, been there, seen that. But I think it's cool every time. That is a happening place to live right there. That's a big, big house with a big, big yard. And the Queen has her own park over here to the right. Not many people can say that. She's got her own park. So incredible place to live. If you were a queen, that's where you'd want to live. Anyway, Chris and I, Shelley, and our driver, what's your name?
Abs.
Our driver, Abs, is heading us out to Wembley. He's going to do a fantastic job, I can tell already. He's
got the sat nav going, and he doesn't need it, but he just got it on because it looks cool. And here we are staring at the Wellington Arch, if you know where that is, kind of corner of Hyde Park opposite, and down Brompton toward Harrods and HTB and the museums down to the left. And just an awesome city. If you don't know much about London, I'm telling you, the pound is good versus the dollar right now. So get on a plane this summer, bring the family and the kids and load it up. Come to London, check it out. It's one of the great places in the world. So last night, amazing. Tomlin led things off, rocked it out, and then Mr. Redmond stepped in there and got some serious lift. Had a message in between, and then Chris came and closed it out. And how'd it feel to you, Tomlin? Why don't you give us your take on Passion London Night 1 and how you're feeling about Passion London Night 2?
Yeah, Passion London Night 1 was really great. As Louis said, it was a bit cold coming out to start because, it's always hard just kicking it off. And so but people, as soon as we started singing Where the Spirit of the Lord Is, it got, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. It definitely happened. And it was like the lid just kind of came off a bit. And I just love the people, I love the heart, the worship, and just the passion people had. And like I said, Matt and Beth led last night, and it was incredible. They're leading in their home country. They're just like,
absolutely.
You know, it's like the softball pitch. It's home run.
They were actually
leading in British. Louis said it was very powerful. We didn't understand a word they were saying. And Matt, when he gets here, he starts talking weird. I can't understand him. Like when we're at home in Atlanta, he's talking to me, and I can understand him. As soon as he gets around his people, he goes into the whatever that is, and I can't.
Popeye.
It's Popeye talk. I can't understand what word it is, but it was awesome when he led Our God. That was really powerful because it. I just looked at Louis. I think people already know this song. I mean, all over people started singing it. And to see how songs from Passion 2010 from Atlanta have already gone this fast around the world, not just around the southeast of America, but around the world, people just started singing it like they've known it all their life, and that was. It was quite a moment to see that. And Louis, of course, unbelievable message, and just people responding. See people respond to that. And then the whole ending was, goodness gracious, just so incredible, powerful. People singing and worshiping God. And I'm so excited for today because Crowder's going to start us off tonight. We're headed there right now, and I have a lot of expectation of what that is going to be. And it's going to be exciting, something new. And I have friends from all around Europe, or I know they're fired up right now, getting ready for the Crowder fantastical explosion. And then we have this Asian man named Francis Chan. He's a short little Asian guy, balding, and he is going to be speaking tonight. So it's great that, as you guys know from Passion, Francis is a massive part of the team, and it's so good to have him here in London. And looking forward to that and see what happens. But it's been a great, great time. And just still kind of reveling off the time in Kyiv. Wow, that was powerful and just kind of propelled us on. So thank all of you guys for that as well. So cheers, everybody. It's wonderful to be out here.
Cool. That's beautiful. And the tour continues. We've just come up on the... into Hyde Park here. Marble Arch has arrived. So we've passed the two arches and now heading down the other side of Hyde Park. Something going on in the park these few days.
It's Speaker Corner,
yes, exactly. This corner right here. And do you know what's in the big pink tent they got set up out there? Pink tent, you know? Something pink is happening in there.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so here we come now, and Chris mentioned Our God, and so I think we had a little bit of taste of that possibly from Kyiv, and so here's a little bit from last night, Passion London. So once you hear this, we'll come back and set you guys up for tonight as well. So here's a little bit of Our God from night one, Passion London. You guys are a part of it all over the world, praying for us, giving, believing in us, carrying this with us. We're so grateful to you for that. So take a listen. I'll be back with you guys in just a second. Yeah, the song is catching on all over the world. It's really going to be exciting to see what happens in Tokyo, Manila, Hong Kong when we get there with our guide to see if it's traveling that far. But, I mean, it's already here. And that's one of the beautiful things. We say it over and over and over on these world tour dates, but it just gives you such a picture of what God's doing in His church all over the world. We really are one family, one body. We're united in Him. And His Spirit is linking us together, the songs we're singing, the things we're talking about all over the world. So it's going to be a great night tonight. We're looking forward to it. We're heading into the teeth of the traffic, and the football should maybe be getting out about the time we get there. So 90,000 people will be going one way. We'll be going the other way. That'll be exciting. But we'll update you guys either before we start or after tonight. But hey, pray with us right now. And I know it sounds crazy, and we already prayed a minute ago before we started night one. But remember, time doesn't matter. So you can pray wherever you are right now for the second night of Passion London. And I think those prayers will be a part of what we do tonight, even though you're praying them after we met tonight. So that's cool that way with a God who's bigger than time and space. So we'll be back with you guys a little bit later from Wembley Arena, London, England. Turning off of Bayswater Road now and going to start working our way outside of the city. So take care and cheerio. We'll be back with you soon on the Passion Podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Passion Podcast. This is going to be our last installment from absolutely gorgeous and sunny, beautiful London, England. And we had a fantastic time here. I really, really love this place, and we're so excited about being off to Tokyo today and really looking forward and believing for great things there. But our whole team has fallen in love with the people and the strategic place that this city plays in the world, and it's beautiful to have watched our team experience some of that. A lot of them haven't been here before, and many of them have been around me for a long enough time to have heard me talk about London, and I think just to see that come into their minds and on their faces over these days, to see what an incredibly beautiful, but what an important place this is in the world, for the whole world, not just the church, but the whole world. They say this is one of the three financial centers of earth. It's just a strategic spot in the world, and to be here for Jesus is really a real special thing. So I would have loved for you to have heard the end of the night on Saturday. I know that you heard a little bit of the music from it, but we had a little technical difficulty and lost part of the recording from the end of the last session on Saturday, and then we had a couple of really great interviews at the end. I was talking to Sean, who works for a bank here by day but is a volunteer at Hillsong and heads up all the student work there. And Sean, I'm sorry, man. I know you were nervous about your big debut on the podcast, and then here we are, and we had some problems. We had Christian talking a little bit about how it felt for him. We ended the night with Say Say, which was a really great call by Chris, and it just was a big moment. You know, the song caught on, and we realized some of our folks went to church Sunday night here in London, and in the service, they opened with Say Say, and then a few songs down, they did Awakening. So that was kind of a cool thing. Some of our team that was there were like, wow, this is awesome. So I know that a few people there on Saturday knew those songs, but Christian just killed it. And the ending of the night with that song was a perfect call and a really great finish. So sorry, guys, to Sean and Christian for not catching that. And then we had just a fantastic ride back. Banter with me and Chris and Shelly and Abs, our driver. Just unbelievable recording, probably the best podcast recording ever in the history of podcast, and we lost that too. So here we are all back again, and we're on our way to the airport, and we're just wanting to tell you guys, I'll tell you what you missed, okay? So everybody's praying and giving, and the students here, about 2,000 students here at Wembley, they gave really generously, I think around $18,000 for Tokyo. And then we'd prayed, and this time when we'd prayed, we weren't in the little triangles where everybody's just kind of twos and threes and fours. We just had everybody just pray, just out loud, and it was intense. I mean, we'd really set it up to what the hope and potential is for the students of Japan, and we were going for it. And as we're doing that, and as we're really leaning forward, I say to them, hey, I forgot to record for the students of Japan, you guys cheering for them. So when we get to the end of all you guys praying, I'm just going to kind of say amen, and we'll close out the prayer time. And you guys just give a huge shout for Tokyo, and we'll record that and show it when we get there. So they start praying, and you can just feel the intensity of the room. It felt like that moment where it wasn't just a lot of words coming at you and a lot of sound coming at you, but it was intensity, it was belief, it was people really, really wanting in their hearts to see something happen. It was faith out loud. And get sort of toward the end of it, and I say amen or whatever, and a shout goes up in the place. I mean, a real, like, Walls of Jericho kind of shout, and like, I think they could feel it in Tokyo kind of shout. Spiritual thing, not just a volume human thing. And God, it was so encouraging for us, because I really think that something deep went in people's hearts. And you know, we've got the wristbands, and people are rocking those all over England and other Western European countries right now, say Tokyo May 22nd. But I think it's more than just having a wristband on. I think there are people that are probably going to get called to Japan. They're going to be thinking about Japan long after Passion Tokyo is over. I think something went in people's hearts that it's going to be a connection for Japan for a long, long time. And so just close your eyes and imagine the loudest shout you've ever heard 2,000 people make for a prolonged period of time. And it was really, really beautiful. And
one of the cool things was just sharing with him at the end of the night as well that we'd all gotten an email from Mike, Ashley's father, Mike. I'd gotten an email. He'd written on Shelly's Facebook wall and on Chris's Facebook just saying, hey, guys, I want to let you know that I know you're in London, and I want you to know that I'm praying for you. And then as Mike would, his little, you know, caveat line of saying, hey, I bet you never thought you'd hear me saying I'm praying for you. But I really am and really believe in God for great things. And just knowing that 2 years ago we're sharing the story of Mike and Ashley and Anna and Jeff and Jacob, and then here we are 2 years back, and that Mike, that father, that guy we're all leaning in there for, is praying for us and believing for us for these days. And that's the power of the gospel. That's the power of what this is really all about. So thank you guys again. I know I've probably said that 5 times on this podcast already, but if we could say it 500, I'd say it 500 times. But thank you for praying. Saturday was one of the most potent times we've had. Francis just killed it. His talk came around the backside of what we shared the night before from Romans 8, and it's just such a phenomenal fit and a perfect complement to the 2 nights we had together, and the way the guys led. Crowder kicked the whole night off and, you know, really got things moving, and then the way our guys stepped in and led was just really, really cool and powerful, and I just couldn't be happier to be with this team. Our volunteers here did a really excellent job. We're getting spoiled by the care and the detail and the excellence that these guys are putting into taking all the roles, not just those of us that get on stage, but the way that they treated our guests, the way that they made way for our partners here in the UK. It's just really a special group of people, and if you guys are listening today, I just want you to know how much we appreciate you and really happy to be in this with all of you guys. So we're going to sign off now from London, England. The next time you hear my voice, Lord willing, we'll be in Japan, and I'll be saying konnichiwa, and that'll be fantastic. We'll be feeling great. We got a long way to go. But I did want to tell you 2 quick things. One, we traveled around a lot of historic sites here, and we were on the train, 3 of us guys, out to the southern part of England, down 1.5 hours or so from London on Sunday, visiting some friends of ours, and we're passing these giant castles all along the way, and we're like, oh man, that's amazing. So we get to where we're going, and we're talking to some of our friends about one of the ones we passed, and they said, yeah, that's the Duke of so-and-so lives there. And then we were somewhere else looking at, you know, history somewhere, and some guy was called His Grace the Duke of so-and-so. So I think it's fitting, you know, that people are honored from where they're from, and they get that level of stature, you know, from where they're from. And so it just dawned on me, you know, Chris is from Grand Saline, Texas, which is actually just means Big Salt, Texas. Those Spanish speakers knew that already. But it's that's his legacy, and he is actually the Duke of Grand Saline. He has a key to the city. The mayor of Grand Saline has given Chris a key to the city. And that's the weird thing is that there's no doors in Grand Saline with locks on them, but he's got the key to the city, and he can go in, you know, into the, I guess he could go into the Brookshire Brothers anytime he wants to. And so he is the Duke of Grand Saline. But Duke of Grand Saline just doesn't, is not getting it. So it just doesn't fit Chris. And so I was thinking, you know what fits Chris is Duke of Salt. Duke of Salt. Chris Tomlin, Duke of Salt. That fits Chris Tomlin. I mean, that just is a good fit. And then we ran across this guy. He's dead a couple hundred years. But his title was His Grace, the Duke of wherever he was from. And so I just like you guys say goodbye. We're signing off to His Grace, the Duke of Salt. And, you know, people, you guys know how amazing Chris is, but I just want to say while he's sitting right up there, His Grace, the Duke of Salt, how amazing it is to be on this journey together. He really is the best, and there's nobody that we would rather be leaving London with today on our way to Tokyo. And he and our team and the way he's led our whole team, and just the beauty of seeing them working and leading together and writing these songs and Jonas was hanging out with us, went to dinner with Chris last night, and we got to see him for a bit, and he and Matt kind of started the Our God song. Chris came in, Jesse, and that team really made that work, and Jonas was able to be there Saturday night, and he just was telling me again, he'd already told me that he could barely stand it, standing in this country, seeing several thousand people, not just singing. These people aren't singing the songs. They are going for it with everything they've got, and I really, really love His Grace, the Duke of Salt, and the way that he leads this whole thing is really, really special. So with that, we're off. Thank you to our partners here. Our prayer time right before we started Saturday night was as special as anything that happened here, and especially being able to put some of our friends in the middle of our circle and just love them, bless them, cheer for them, be for them and what they're doing here. We're leaving England, but they're staying behind, and they're beautiful people with a huge vision for the students of this nation. So we're gone, and we're out, and we will see you next time from Shelley, His Grace, Abs, and myself. Abs, why don't you just say goodbye? Why don't you do the sign-off for the people in the Passion Podcast, okay? I know you're driving up there, but can you just say goodbye? We have approximately, I know this is going to make you nervous, but there are almost 40 people listening to this around the world right now, so I don't want you to get nervous, okay? But can you just give them a little goodbye or a little greeting? Or Abs, where are you from?
My dad from North Morocco, my mom from South Spain.
Morocco, your dad, and your mom from Spain. And then where were you born?
I was born in Morocco.
Born in Morocco. And you had to roll those R's, Louis. I'm sorry, Morocco. And you're
in France, and most of it in England.
Okay, so born in Morocco, brought up in Spain, a little bit in France, but mostly in England. And your goal is to move to Atlanta, Georgia, and to become a part of Passion City Church, isn't it?
I would love to do that.
Love to. Okay. Well, why don't you just give a little greeting? Do you? Can you? Just whatever you want, in whatever language you'd like to give it in as well, be fine. People would be really excited about that.
Okay. I would like to say thank you very much, and au revoir for me. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much indeed, and all the best with the Passion conferences in the future. Thank you very much indeed. Bye.
Goodbye from the Passion Podcast. And Ab's going to be with us. I'm going to have to catch up on a few of my other languages before I can ever sign off again. Take care, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.